This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is that time again. Here we go as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Sparky here. Charlie Husen producing the show, other side of the glass on a Thursday afternoon. I'm talking about this guy all day long. Joining us now, he is Dan Plesac of the MLB Network. You can catch Dan on MLB Tonight throughout the season, including later today at 4 o'clock. Plus, check out the Brewers as part of MLB Network's 30 and 15 series coming up on Monday, March 10th. Dan, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, any time to talk Brewers baseball. Coming off a big year last year, I know they surprised a lot of people. I'm really looking forward to seeing Brandon Woodruff on the mound again. He's one of my favorite guys. I know I'm not supposed to have favorite teams or favorite players, but he's a heck of a hard guy to root against. He's an easy guy to root for.
You crushed me, Dan Plesac. You did. I mean, we've had you on lots of times. You picked the Cubs to win the division?
Yeah, this is the reason. This is what scares me. Listen, I've got to be objective, right? I'm looking at it from 30,000 feet above the air, looking at 30 teams. If I knew that the replacement for Willie Adames and Devin Williams was in-house, and you knew that you could count on an everyday shortstop and a back end of a bullpen guy, I'm just going to tell you, I don't think you fully appreciate a guy like Willie Adames until you don't have him in the lineup. Plays with a lot of energy, plays every day. He's a throwback player to those Brewers teams in the 80s and 90s with young guys that played every day. Not flashy, not a lot of razzmatazz, but you know what you're going to get. And every manager likes to have one thing. They like to have trust. And the one thing you knew with Adames, you could write his name in a lineup card and he would be there and he would show up, whether he was going well or he was struggling. And very rarely did his struggles affect his play at shortstop. So those are my two main concerns. And that's kind of why I look at the Cubs slightly. And I think the Reds are a team that's up and charging with Terry Francona. If the Brewers get into May and June and the effect of Adames and Devin Williams not being there are minimal, then I reserve the right to change my pick.
Okay. I would like to point counterpoint, if you don't mind, on those two players. Let's first start with Devin Williams. What don't you like about what Trevor Megill did last year in place of him?
I don't like the fact that with Devin Williams, he did it over a sample size of like 4 years that you knew pretty much what you were going to get. Listen, you could make a case that last year the Brewers assembled the best bullpen in baseball with a house full of names that guys that were either DFA'd, came to spring training as non-roster invitees. Here's my big concern. Well, I want to see it done again in year two. And we've seen it a lot with bullpens where they're great one year, they're not so great the next year. I look at the Brewers and I look at the Guardians, two rock solid bullpens. But I just wonder, was the use of last year, and with Devin Williams, you had a track record that you could follow and say, okay, we get the ball to the ninth inning, we hand it over to Devin Williams. You didn't have to worry a whole lot about him going into any slumps. His slumps were one bad game and then 10 more good games. That's my concern, and it can be a big concern when you go into spring training and you don't have that anchor leg. Listen, I made my living pitching in the bullpen, and it's so comforting for a team and for a bullpen in general to know that that last line of defense is rock solid. And I think up until Devin Williams had the issues with his back last year, the Brewers felt that way. Listen, you don't move Josh Hader like they did a couple of seasons ago unless you feel like you have somebody that can replace Hader. You look back at the last few years with the Brewers between Hader and Devin Williams, you could make a case they had arguably two of the best, one righty, one lefty relievers in the sport in the same bullpen, and now they're not going to have either one of those guys. And listen, I may be being a little harsh, and I can fully understand your pushback, and I get it, but if I'm looking at it objectively, not having Williams in the back of the bullpen, to me, there, it puts a little bit more questions on, can those guys that pitched so well last year, can they back it up and do it again this year?
I don't think I ever told you this in all the times we've talked. Back when I was a youth, and was going to the dentist office, my dentist at one point gave me a Brewers Dan Plesac poster, and it had you gripping the ball different ways and showing how to throw different pitches. And I believe the okay changeup or the circle changeup, I learned to throw because of that poster.
I'm going to tell you something. You're making me feel old, but you're making me feel good. I was actually the representative for the Wisconsin Orthodontic Society.
See that?
I remember it well because I did a photo shoot at County Stadium that they used, and all the dentists locally in the greater Milwaukee area used that.
Yep.
And something to be honest with you, and I know this sounds a little corny, something I was really proud of because I've had a lot of young people and people that I come across with that had to say the same thing that you just said to me on the airwaves when I've come to the field to do games in Milwaukee. As a matter of fact, I did a game with Bob Costas last year, a Brewers-Cardinals game, and I had three or four guys come up to me and say, hey, man, I had a poster of you, and I was not afraid to get braces because I figured if you got braces,
yep,
I would go ahead and do it too. So you know what? It's a feel-good story all the way around.
No doubt. Dan Plesac, MLB Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Plesac19. All right. I want to go back to the other guy you brought up, Willy Adames. I agree with the clubhouse chemistry thing. I think that's going to be a big thing that they have to miss. My biggest issue that I've been screaming about all offseason is power, power, power. Why don't you replace the power? You had third base open. Go find a one-year rental, whatever you have to do, somewhere that can give you 20 to 25 home runs in that third base position, and that lineup looks a lot better at that point. That's my fear. My fear is that they simply don't have enough power in this lineup right now.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to tell you something. You must be reading my notes because we discussed the Brewers the other day. I believe it was this past Sunday night Brian Kenny were on. And we were discussing the same topic. I will say this. When I had a chance to see the Brewers play, I had no idea that Terang was that good of a player.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, he's a guy that instantly I gravitated to. Just watching his body language, he can dive for a ball. He can turn a double play. He covers a lot of ground. I'm with you. Sooner or later, particularly in that ballpark, I get it. It's a team that's been built on base running. It's been built on speed. It's been built on fundamentals. I get that whole thing. But, boy, sooner or later, you'd like to have some guys in that lineup that can hit the ball all the ballpark, because at times it's hard to get three or four hits in an inning, to steal a base, to pull off a double steal, to put out a hit run. All those things are great. But, boy, it's nice to have in your back pocket a guy that can change a game or get you back into a game with one swing of the bat. Couldn't agree with you more.
I have one last one for you, and I think it's a relatively easy softball for you. How good is Chris Hook as a pitching coach?
He's phenomenal. And I tell you what, after spending some time doing a few Brewer games in August and September of last year, and I do a lot of poking around when I'm standing around the batting cage, and I had some really good conversations. And I had a great conversation with your play-by-play voice, Brian Anderson, and also with Jeff Levering. And we were, you know, I was saying, hey, what's the magic to this guy? And I think the cool part about it is, in a day and age where you have so much information, and that information can be paralyzing, that he does a really good job individually. What you have to do to be a really great coach is you can't have one particular style or one particular theory or method, and you expect that everybody's going to work under that same blueprint. And I think the cool thing that he has done, he has gained the trust in the pitchers, and he has the data to back up what he's trying to prove or what he's trying to push on a particular player, whether it's more cutter usage, whether it's more four-seam fastball usage, whatever it is. There's a method to the madness, and when you have success like he has, now new guys that come on board, they talk to the pitchers that are on the current staff, and when those guys back up and give your pitching coach an extra vote of confidence to where, hey, this guy really knows what he's talking about, this is what he did to help me, and this is what the organization does to help me, pitchers buy into it. And whatever they're selling there in Milwaukee, the guys are buying it. And if they continue to do that, they're again going to have a bullpen of guys that outside of Milwaukee in the state of Wisconsin, not a lot of people know about. But I will tell you this, they have some big arms. They have some strike throwers. They have guys from the left side. They have guys from the right side. They put together a really good bullpen last year, minus Devin Williams for a big chunk of the season. So I expect them to do well again. I think he does a tremendous job as a pitching coach. I'm just backing up what I said. I slightly picked the Cubs because I just want to see if they can do it again. And as I told you earlier, I reserve the right to change my views when it gets to the early part of June. Yeah,
that's completely fine. I lied. I got one more. I can't let you go without your thoughts on the passing of Bob Uecker, obviously.
I can't tell you how a big part of his life that he was for me and for my family. I was born and raised in Gary, Indiana, and I graduated from Crown Point High School. And we were able to get the WTMJ signal in Crown Point, Indiana, till about 9 o'clock. My mom, my dad, my grandparents felt like Bob Uecker was part of their life because they would turn on the games and they would listen to the games till about the seventh or eighth inning. They would begin to lose the signal. And Bob Uecker, not only for me and for a lot of Brewer fans, he was bigger than Milwaukee Brewers baseball. That's a hard thing to do. I told a story on MLB Tonight this past Sunday. When you travel with the team, particularly in New York, on Sunday, most of the guys, they take the bus in because normally it's optional hitting. And so most of the players take the bus at 10 o'clock in the morning. It arrives at the press gate at Yankee Stadium about 10:30, and one by one, the players file off. And everywhere that we went, when Paul Molitor and Robin Yount walked off the bus, they got the biggest cheers, the biggest, hey, can you sign? But there was nobody like Bob Uecker. That was at the time that the Miller Lite commercials, Mr. Belvedere, when he walked off the bus, he was like a rock star. People yelling, hey, front row, good seats, buddy. And it made you feel as a player that you were connected to something and someone that was bigger than the whole sum of the Brewers, because it was impossible not to see him on the airwaves, on commercials for light beer, on Johnny Carson. He was funny. And more importantly, the coolest part about it from being in the inside there was he was a baseball player and a baseball person first. Like, the Bob Uecker you saw on The Tonight Show, the Bob Uecker you saw on Mr. Belvedere, was not the guy that you saw in the dugout at 4 o'clock or the guy that threw batting practice. He was a baseball player first. And one thing, there have been so many players that have put that uniform on and so many players that have been important to Milwaukee Brewers history. But I don't think there was ever a guy that loved Milwaukee, loved the state of Wisconsin, and loved the Brewers in baseball more than he did, and he never lost sight of that.
He is Dan Plesac. He's the best. MLB Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Plesac19. You can watch down on MLB Tonight throughout the season, including later today at 4 o'clock. Plus, check out the Brewers as part of MLB Network's 30 and 15 series that comes up on Monday, March 10th. Dan, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you, I'm sure, during the season.
You got it. I'm expecting a call in June when over the airwaves you blast me and land-base me. And you know what? And I'm going to take it like a man, too, and say I was wrong.
Sounds good, buddy. Take care.
Okay, go Brewers.